Here's a familiar refrain from an adult trying to recommend what kids should do during the summer.
This is Christina from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And as a teacher, I would advocate for at least some reading. It is how we can explore the world beyond our experience. However, in a world where we worry about young people being able to socialize without electronics, our mental distance from nature, and staying fit, I think being outside is key too. The main thing is to stay away from sitting in front of the TV, so no TV. Explore your world, be active in it. The passivity is what we want to avoid.
No TV, no screen, she says. How about some reading?
This is Steve from Orlando, Florida. I had an in-depth discussion about summer activities with my adolescent nephew a few days ago. He shot down every suggestion for summer activities except video games. He said he's not really into reading, but he does have to read one book for the next school year. He's not looking forward to that summer homework.
Ah, poor Steve there in Orlando. Summer just isn't like it was in the old days.
Hi, this is Agnes from Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania. I definitely think that kids should continue to read throughout the summer, but playing outside is more important. Summer is a great time for us to let our kids be kids. I often reminisce about summer days when I would leave my house in the morning on my bike and I wouldn't come home until dinner time.
Well, LeVar Burton, curator-in-chief of the Reading Rainbow program, comes down on the side of more kid reading in his quest to evangelize reading, particularly for kids with difficult access to books and literature in the summer. LeVar, who, let's just say, is not easily frustrated by screen-obsessed kids or anything else, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thank you, John.
What are you reading?
What am I reading right now? I'm reading The Accursed by Joyce Carol Oates.
That's a good one. When I tell my kids, what are you going to read this summer? They say, what are you reading?
That's a fair question, though. Yeah. I mean, if we want our kids to read, they have to see us reading. We have to communicate that very important modeling that reading is important to us as human beings.
Now, I have a problem. I got five kids with five different reading levels and five different reading interests. And I'm telling you, once the school brings the reading list home with the homework for the summer, mm-hmm. all of a sudden, reading gets tainted with this, it's your summer homework thing.
Yeah.
And I spend like a week trying to untangle that. How do we do that?
Boy, that you bring up an issue that a lot of parents struggle with. I did as a parent. We have to do a more successful job at communicating to our kids that reading is not work, that it is joyful activity. I like to liken reading to kids to making a movie in my head, and that when I make the movie in my head, I get to make all the decisions that a film director gets to make. I do the casting. I decide what the characters are wearing. I decide what the sets look like. All of those minute decisions that a director and a team of people make in the service of making a movie, a reader gets to make in his or her head. And we have to do a much better job of communicating to kids that reading is not a chore, that it is a journey, it's an exploration, that it's fun as well as enriching. And when we communicate to them that this is something that you have to do over the summer and relate it to school, we are really shooting ourselves in the foot.
Now, let me play you one of our listeners' cautions about the emphasis on reading, or perhaps the traditional harangue about reading that sometimes comes from parents.
Hi, this is David from Plantation, Florida. Kids spend so much time in school throughout the year. They really need the summer vacation to unwind and enjoy being with their friends and kids their age. I believe they should spend a little time reviewing the material from school so that when they return, they're up to par. But really, the focus of the summer is a vacation, so they really need to enjoy themselves.
What do you make of the question that, you know, kids need to get out and the books can come with them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I read a lot outside in my backyard when I was a kid. I also read on my bed, you know, while listening to the radio. But I also, you know, reading is an activity that you can take anywhere, especially these days. Look, I travel all the time, John, and I have a library on my tablet computer that goes everywhere with me. The most important thing that we can communicate to kids is the importance of reading. And I think what your listener there was speaking to was the need and necessity for balance for our kids.
Tell me a little about Skybrary here, because I'm a little worried that if Skybrary
is competing with video games on a screen device, that you've got a tough road here.
Well, Skybrary is, in essence, the first post-Kickstarter product for Reading Rainbow. It is our number one educational app product on the web. 83% of the country has access to the World Wide Web, whereas 30% of our audience, the entry-level reading age child, has access to a tablet computer. So the Kickstarter was about every child everywhere, and Skybrary is a long way towards getting us there by introducing the Reading Rainbow content, our books, our library of books and videos, on the web. Now, to your point, yes, we know that we are in competition with video games, but here's the beauty of what it is we're doing. We know, because we have kids coming to the app reading about 200,000 books a week. So we know that we can get kids to come to this very engaging technology to read.
And let's talk about some traditional methods that worked. And I'll use my house as an example, but it's certainly not the only one.
Okay.
I find that if books are out and adults are using them, a lot of kids will just pick them up.
Yeah.
And I have a group in my household who's definitely that way. How do you get somebody to really include books in their list of activities that, makes up the summer day for a daydreaming child?
It is all of those things combined, and you're right. It is access to books, and that's an issue that is really near and dear to my heart. There are a lot of kids in this country who do not live in homes where books are out and are used by the adults in their lives. As many ways as we can communicate that reading is as much a part of the human experience as is breathing, stands us in good stead. Seeing our parents and role models read, having books in the home, taking trips to the library, making a library visit. You know, one day we go to the swimming pool, the next day, you know, we go to the library. By the way, movie theaters and libraries on a hot day, two of the coolest places in town, aside from the cemetery.
LeVar Burton, thanks so much, and have a great summer.
You too, John.
LeVar Burton is curator-in-chief of Reading Rainbow, and Skybrary is the new web-based home of Reading Rainbow. Thanks, LeVar.
Mr. Hockenberry, you're a hero.
Oh, hey, you're everything.
Support for The Takeaway comes from TIAA CREF, a financial services company helping to create financial outcomes that matter. Learn more at TIAA.org.